see the unity of the scriptures and an even greater diversity than those who only see diversity and no unity. That's the symphonic quality of it. And what Pope Benedict says about a hermeneutic of faith is this: it's not only a spiritually superior way of reading the Bible, it's also scientifically superior. Because when you read the Bible with a hermeneutic of faith, you actually discover that it makes more sense. You apply faith and you discover that the explanatory power of faith is simply greater than the explanatory power of criticism, doubt, and suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
And that it explains so much more of what is being recounted in the Bible than, you know, applying nothing but criticism.
Right. And it really does allow the heart and the mind to work together.
That's right. Yep, and you can see how things that happened in the past are precisely what God is bringing about through the Holy Spirit by the sacraments in the church here and now. And I think that's an important part of what a Catholic Bible dictionary ought to accomplish too, and that is to actualize this truth in our own lives, in the church's worship, but also in my daily experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that I remember you saying right at the start of the project, that you really wanted a close association with the Bible dictionary and the catechism.
That's right.
What was your thinking there?
Well, I remember when I first got a draft of the catechism sent to me by a bishop before it was even published. He wanted my comments and reflections. A lot of theologians were being consulted, so I took it out. You know, I took it out to the university one night, and I wanted to spend 2 or 3 hours reading through it. I ended up spending close to 6 hours until the middle of the night, and I was in tears at points, never having expected to have lived long enough to see a catechism so saturated with the scriptures,
right,
and yet so clear in its doctrinal presentation, so balanced in the way it coordinates doctrine and the Bible. And I felt even more that way ever since its publication. I have been teaching seminarians now for well over 10 years.